So next we have Brandy Adams.
Good afternoon, and thanks to everyone who was able to come out to today's session. My name is Brandy Adams. I serve as senior analyst at the National Association of County and City Health Officials, and I'm very excited today to present some of our work to develop a web-based tool that supports local health departments in developing in implementing the national prevention strategy. But I do want to just cover a few bases. I don't have any disclosures to make, but I do want to acknowledge the CDC's Office for State, Tribal, Local, and Territorial Support for not only their funding, but the great collaboration that resulted in the development of the resource that I'll be sharing with you today. And also want to thank our internal chronic disease prevention team at NACHO and the local health departments who share their expertise as well as their stories and feedback on the development of the resource. Just a little bit of background about NACHO to put the work that I'll be presenting to you today into context. We are the national membership organization representing the nation's 2,800 local health departments that sit on the front lines of public health and have the statutory authority to develop policies and regulate policies that ensure the health and well-being of their communities. Our vision is to support local health departments in achieving health equity and security for the people in their communities. And the way that we do that is by serving as a leader, partner, and catalyst, as well as the voice for local health departments. So the way that we do that is through representing the local health department perspective on national committees and work groups. We interface with legislators as well as federal and state public health agencies to advocate for funding to support the strengthening of local public health. We also provide technical assistance to local health departments in the form of demonstration grants that allows us to help facilitate action planning to strengthen the way they deliver the essential public health services and also support them in decision making and priorities around local public health. So given our role in supporting local health departments, when the National Prevention Strategy was released as part of the Affordable Care Act, CDC was very interested in how can we improve local level implementation of the strategy. As I'm sure many of you know, one of the key components of the strategy is focused on moving our healthcare system away from a focus on strictly treating illness to one that integrates prevention. And the primary approach that the National Prevention Strategy advances is one that focuses on the built environment and strengthening the systems that ensure people will have access to the healthcare services that they need. We thought it was very important to build the capacity of local health departments to be able to forge cross-sector partnerships to advance implementation of the strategies and achieve the 7 strategic priorities that you see around the outside of the wheel and the strategic directions that guide specific actions around implementation of the strategy. So when CDC approached us, we were interested in figuring out the best way that we could support local health departments in working with federal and state public health agencies to advocate for the implementation of the strategic directions and priorities. We were also interested in figuring out how to support local health departments in forging those cross-sector partnerships that really drive that implementation of the policy systems and environmental change strategies that enhance the places where people eat, live, work, and play. We also wanted to build upon one of the important components of the strategy, which is using what we know is effective in achieving prevention goals. So using what the science says are effective strategies for helping people to achieve wellness at every stage of life. And then lastly, we wanted to support our local health departments in documenting their successes and being able to disseminate them so that we could scale up lessons learned and achieve implementation of the strategy across the nation at the local level. So those were the actions we wanted to get our locals to achieve, and we were tasked with figuring out how do we provide them technical support to achieve those aims, and also what type of resource would best support them in doing that. So we asked them about what they were doing around the strategy. We surveyed members of our chronic disease prevention work groups, and they were playing a pretty active role in leading policy systems and environmental change initiatives. Some of them were leading complete streets initiatives like the one you'll hear about later. Others were doing tobacco-free policies, and a few were doing healthy food access initiatives focusing on reducing sugar-sweetened beverage consumption. So these were highly motivated individuals that were very interested in providing leadership via policy systems and environmental change, and they all self-selected. The majority of them were managers or top-level executives, and they had served 20 years or more in public health. So one of the first things we want to know is, what do you know about the National Prevention Strategy? How would you describe your awareness? And we learned that very few had heard of it and used it, but the majority had either heard of it but never used it, or never heard of it or used it. And once we found out who was using it, we wanted to know how they were using it, and we found out that it was being used primarily as an educational and engagement tool to mobilize communities around planning public health prevention programs to address chronic disease prevention. We also found out that they were using it to drive assessment efforts and bolster efforts to seek funding, as well as drive decisions and develop policies and programs. Others were using it to design educational content, advocate for policy change, and understand policies. These are the barriers to usage. We needed to know what were the challenges among those who had heard about it and why weren't they using it. And we found out that largely it was an issue of awareness. We had 13 of 36 respondents tell us they didn't know enough about it. We had another 5 that told us they need help understanding the strategy. Three who told us they didn't understand how to implement it. So those were issues related to awareness. There were another few participants that told us they didn't have enough funding to sustain the manpower that was needed to really invest the time that is needed to drive the implementation of policies forward. We also heard something new, which was that the National Prevention Strategy duplicated other public health planning tools and frameworks that local health departments were being asked to use, and I'll explain that a little more in just a bit. But the other issue was around the limited accessibility. They didn't know how to access the tool, as well as there was an issue of them perceiving that the tool was not relevant to them. So these were the implications we drew from the research. We knew that it would be important for us to, in the development of the resource, find ways to increase awareness of the strategy, as well as make it more accessible and illuminate how it could be used in practice. We thought it was also important to build upon the perceived value of the National Prevention Strategy among those local health departments who were using it, to encourage others, locals, to use it. So we thought it was important to brand it as a priority setting and planning tool that could drive policy change and bolster their efforts to seek funding, as well as help them with making more effective decisions. We also wanted to focus on how to implement the National Prevention Strategy in alignment with other public health decision-making and planning tools. During the time that we carried out this research, we were also heavily promoting Healthy People 2020, encouraging local health departments to use that in their planning efforts. We were also encouraging use of the community guide to bolster the identification of evidence-based strategies. We were doing some work around health in all policies to improve the way that local health departments worked with stakeholders across sectors to incorporate health considerations into policymaking. And then many local health departments were charged with developing community health improvement plans as part of their efforts to seek accreditation. So when we approached them about the national prevention strategy, they told us, which tool should we be using? How do we use it? What does all of this mean for us? So we wanted to make that clear with the development of our resource. And we thought that the way to do that would be to focus on the common elements across all of these frameworks and tools, which is the core principles of public health, is to address the social determinants of health and to do that with an assessment-driven program planning and evaluation process, and to do that in a way that fosters collaboration across sectors and to utilize what we know about what's effective to put into practice what works. So our way of doing that was, we're going to take all of these tools and we're going to create a one-stop shop that compiles all of these tools together. And so what we came up with was our Resource Center for Evidence-Based and Cross-Sector Approaches, which is a very long name, but we really wanted to focus it in on these functions of evidence-based practice and cross-sector partnership development. So the Resource Center serves as a one-stop shop for public health planning, guidance, and resources. A user can visit the site to access an interactive framework, which I'll show you shortly, that illuminates how to carry out evidence-based prevention and use the NPS in alignment with other tools. A user can also dig into the site to figure out what prevention policies and programs work best. They could learn about the national prevention strategies, evidence-based recommendations and actions for achieving the priorities and strategic directions. They can also use the site to determine who are the partners in prevention they need at each sector and what should their roles be. They can also access data that they can use to help make the case for not only prevention but cross-sectoral partnership, and access indicators from the NPS to guide cross-sector prevention efforts. So I hope to give you a demo of the website today, but I learned just a few minutes ago that I don't have an interconnection, so I apologize for that, but I will give you a few highlights of the website. This is the home page where you can access the interactive framework, which basically suggests that a practitioner starts out by consulting the evidence to learn what is effective and what will work in practice. When you click on this evidence-based strategy arm, you get a pop-up window that comes up that gives you links to additional sub-sites. One is Healthy People 2020, the other is the National Prevention Strategy, and the third is the Community Guide. The steps are to first consult Healthy People 2020 to learn the nation's science-based health objectives, and then to go to the National Prevention Strategy to learn about the recommendations and actions that you can put in place to achieve those objectives, and then lastly consult the Community Guide to determine specific interventions that you want to implement. And then once you kind of have an idea of what you want to do, you can start thinking about the cross-sector partners that you want to engage. And when you click that link, a subsite for our Health in All Policies toolkit comes up with many tools about how to implement tactics for driving policy change that addresses health considerations. And then once you rally your partners together, you can click on the Planning, Assessment, and Evaluation tool to learn about how to develop community health improvement plans that integrate the NPS and Healthy People 2020 indicators for health. And then there is a National Prevention Strategy Toolkit that I wanted to share with you today, where you can really just hone in on the indicators, identify your cross-sector partners, and learn more about the strategic directions and priorities, as well as specific actions that you can implement. Here's some data about the usage of the Resource Center and the National Prevention Strategy Toolkit. So we've seen a pretty significant demand for the tool. We have, since just about a year ago when we launched our site, received 3816 unique visitors to the site, an average of 200 visitors per month, which is pretty significant given that we have not really taken a coordinated promotion effort to get the word out about the site. Most of this traffic has been by word of mouth. So that's pretty telling that if we were to do more promotion around this and get this in the hands of locals, that it could be very useful. There are now over 100 tools of public health for public health assessment, planning, and evaluation in the Resource Center that I really wish I was able to share with you today, but I'll give you the website so that you can peruse. We also surveyed some key informants to figure out how the site was being used. We found out that it's often being used for downloading tools to engage staff and stakeholders around the prevention strategy. And we're getting feedback that it's helpful in understanding how to use the National Prevention Strategy to achieve local public health prevention goals. And it's deemed as credible and easy to understand. Here's some more feedback from our key informants. What we learned that we were very excited about is that we were on the right page in terms of the integration framework, and that it is a way to help local health departments become more effective and efficient in chronic disease prevention efforts. We also received feedback that the National Prevention Strategy Toolkit does a great job of making the case that National Prevention Strategy is a useful tool for health departments and walks the user through how to incorporate it into local planning. The other thing that we learned, which I didn't get to show you today, was that we have created an experience for the user that allows them to customize the guidance that they need when they access the site. So at the top of the National Prevention Strategy page, there are four steps that you for implementing the strategy that you can click on, and each step contains specific guidance along with specific tools that support the implementation of that step. So our key informants really liked that they could go to any one of those steps depending on where they were at in the planning process and get relevant information. They didn't have to go through the whole strategy. They could just pick out what they need. As for next steps, we are currently planning a study to look at how effective the Resource Center is. So we want to examine whether or not there are any correlations between the Resource Center and National Prevention Strategy-related knowledge, attitudes, beliefs, and self-efficacy. So what you see listed on the slide are some of the dimensions that we'll be measuring, mainly in terms of knowledge. We want to get a sense of whether or not the Resource Center is helping people to become more aware of the National Prevention Strategy recommendations and actions, and if it's helping to illuminate what type of partners and action is needed to work across sectors to drive prevention efforts. And also, we want to get a sense of if it helps them to understand how they can engage a wide range of partners and integrate it with other tools. As for attitudes and beliefs, we really just want to get a sense of whether or not we're doing a good job of selling the value of the National Prevention Strategy to local health departments. And as for self-efficacy, we really want to get at whether or not the Resource Center is helping the user develop confidence to be able to identify cross-sector partners and carry out evidence-based practice. So as for next steps, we're going to continue with the data collection efforts that I just described, but we also want to incorporate some of the feedback from our key informants to improve the site functionality and accessibility to make it more intuitive for the user to use. And we plan to expand the Resource Center to include additional subsites. Currently, we have one for the Community Guide and one for the National Prevention Strategy, and we hope to streamline the integration framework to make it easier to understand. And I think I just want to point out that the continued integration of the successes are really key to the effectiveness of this resource, because local health departments, they need on-the-ground examples of how others have implemented the strategy. That is the best way to translate and disseminate the strategy. And then lastly, we just want to keep the Resource Center alive because we think it has the potential to help with maximizing the effectiveness of local health departments to reduce chronic disease risk factors on a limited budget. And if you'd like to visit the website, we encourage you to go to www.ebprevention.org, and you can certainly feel free to reach out to me for additional information and questions. Thank you. Page within the NHO site. You would have to do some more digging, but the easiest way is to go to the direct website, which is EB for evidence-based prevention.org. That is a part of it. The dissemination will be a part of the research that going to implement to continue to test and scale up. And if we can continue to get funding, we can certainly do more to disseminate it widely and get this in the hands of locals. So that promotion will come along with the research that we're doing. So sorry that I didn't.